We are back on the Campus Chronicle with Ball Knowledge Ben.
Yep, it's been a little bit since we've talked, but I'm ready to talk about some sports here. And so, yeah, it's been a little bit, but excited to be back.
What do you have to lead us off?
Man, unfortunately, I had to talk about this because it's sports. My Wolves, we took it was very disappointing loss against our crosstown rival, Waukee. I was actually in attendance. I was sitting in the box for that game. It was disappointing, but I was very disappointed how my Wolves played. I didn't think we executed. I didn't think that we took advantage of our opportunities. I don't think that we came out and we were ready to play, and Waukee showed why they wanted to win, and it's unfortunate. You know, Waukee was unranked. We ranked number one, and sometimes that happens, and so I'm very disappointed, but then we bounce back, and we get a great win against a great Norwalk team on the road. 49-7. Northwest bounces back against Norwalk and gets a win. And man, Matt Keitlin, man, just continues to show why he's the best QB in the state. And found Jordan Green for two touchdowns. Isaiah Oliver had two touchdowns. That's Northwest football that we're used to seeing. And did you see the playoffs got released a few days ago
for high school?
Yeah,
no, I didn't see that.
So Northwest plays against Indianola, very first round. So there's like certain pods. So in our pod, it's Northwest, obviously, DCG, Indianola, and Sioux City. And then we play the winner of Sioux City and DCG. And DCG plays against them, and we play against Indianola. So, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. And, you know, Waukee made the playoffs. They made the playoffs because they beat us, and they got very lucky in that they beat us. And do I think Northwest was a better team? Yes. I just think that they got unlucky. They didn't take advantage of their opportunities. They looked bad. They didn't come out. They didn't come out from the jump and start. And it was disappointing, but we got a much-needed win against Norwalk. So, for sure. Roosevelt, man, what's been going on with them?
They're about, like, 2-7, you know.
Low-key,
they should be a playoff team. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, who's their schedule been? I know they beat Ames. Obviously, Ames is terrible, but...
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, let's pull up the schedule here real quick for the Roosevelt. Des Moines, Roosevelt, Hoover, Husky, Rough Ride.
2-7. Okay. They played Lincoln first. Ooh. They lost 28-16.
Was that at Lincoln or was that... Oh, that was at MediaCom.
Yeah. And then they beat East. They lost to Ankeny.
Obviously, Yankees
lost
a good team.
To Dallas Center Grimes. Beat Ames on homecoming. Sioux City East, they lost. Lincoln, they got blown out. Ottumwa, they lost.
Wait, they played Lincoln twice?
No, like Des Moines Lincoln and then just the regular Lincoln.
Oh, like what do you mean? Like
Des Moines Lincoln and then there's it's way far away. Like,
oh, Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln? Yeah, I count the bus. Okay, yeah, I know what.
And then they lost to Ottumwa, then they lost to Johnston.
I mean, most of those teams in their schedule are pretty good. I mean, Ames.
Like, they can't really compete with them.
Yeah, I mean, you like, as a Roosevelt fan and a Hoover fan, like, you can't really get mad about those losses. I mean, Johnston's a great team. Johnston's a playoff team. DCG's a playoff team. Sioux City's a playoff team. Lincoln is always going to be tough. And, I mean, like I said, like you can't expect to win games when your good players aren't there, right? Because all the good players go to places like Dowling and Waukee and Valley, and it's hard to get players to go out. And you know, when it's hard to get players to go out, you don't win a lot of games, and you know, you just don't have talent. I said that about Theo all the time, and it's just hard to compete when you don't have talent. And I believe in Roosevelt. I think that. They can turn it around, and hopefully that they can continue to prove every year. You know, it may not be getting a lot of wins, but like you said, they want a homecoming. That's the highlight of the year. If you're Roosevelt, that should be the highlight of the year. I mean, it should be. I mean, if you win a homecoming, that says something about your team. Especially if you're Roosevelt, that says something about your team. And I get it's Ames. I get that they're not a good team, but Roosevelt could have very easily come out and just not wanted to play and not wanted to win. And Roosevelt came out, they got that victory, and getting a victory on homecoming is always always important, you know, because then it sets the tone for, you know, the next game. And hopefully it's a good playoffs. Hopefully that my Wolves, you know, can win it here. And it's not going to be easy, right? It's not going to be easy. Northwest is going to have to go through some teams. They're probably going to have to face Dowling. And I was hoping that Northwest was going to play against Waukee again in the playoffs, because when I saw that they beat a Waterloo West, I was hoping that the rankings were going to come out. We're going to have to play Waukee again, and we get revenge for that stuff that happened when we were playing them. And so, yeah, it'll be fun. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good playoff year, and it's crazy, man. I remember the first game of the season. I didn't know how good Northwest would be as a team, and now we're here, and the season's over, and it feels so good to get that win against Norwalk because, you know, we needed it, right? And to be able to come through adversity all season, you know, people didn't, including myself, I'm not shying away from this. I didn't think we'd be a good team. I mean, I really didn't. As a diehard Northwest fan, I didn't think we'd be good, and they proved me wrong. They're so talented. I love watching them play. They're so talented. They play with each other. They play as a team. They play tough. They play gritty. They play hard-nosed football. And yeah, their defense is great. You know, do you see their defense against Waukee?
No, I didn't watch the game.
So like their Waukee's running back, who's an okay running back, like he ran to like they could just not stop the run against Waukee. They just I don't know why. They're just gonna stop the run and but you know, it's a rivalry game, right? Like I've been telling you, it's going to be close. And it was close. It was 31-28. And we were the number one team in the state. And we had four opportunities to go down there and score a touchdown. And we couldn't score one time. But it also doesn't help that our kicker missed the field goal. But, you know, I've told people this. It's going to take me a while to get over that loss. It really will. You know, it stings. You know, it should sting, right? Because it's your crosstown rival. And, you know, all we're going to hear about for a year is how they're better than us. And, you know, that's the reality of it. And it's hard to process this, but we didn't play well. We didn't execute. And if you don't execute, that stuff's going to happen. So,
who's your quarterback?
Matt Kaitlin.
Who's the Waukee quarterback?
Beckett Baker. Hmm. Yeah.
Who's Evan Jacobson?
He's the tight end for Waukee. Hmm. I'm not hating on Evan Jacobson here. He is overrated, right? Hear me out, right? The dude had one touchdown this season. It came the last game of the season against Waterloo. And he's going to Texas A&M, SEC football, and you have one touchdown? Our tight end has like five touchdowns. And he's a junior. And he's like 6'5". Like, I'm not hating on the dude. I'm just speaking the reality here. He's overrated, right? As much as people may want to say he's a good tight end, he's not. Our tight end is better than him, right? And, you know, you know, people can say Evan Jacobson's good. Yeah, the only reason why I've been telling people this, the only reason why he's going to Texas A&M is because he's tall, because he's 6'7". Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not hating on you, Evan. If you listen to this, I'm not hating. I'm just stating the reality here is that, you know, you're okay. I think our tight end is better. Man, how about those Bears, man? That was brutal. You know, here's the thing that I don't get is like, so Caleb can make these like Superman-like throws, right? But then he can't make a simple throw to a wide open receiver. That's the stuff I don't get, right? And, you know, if you're the Bears, the Ravens are a well-coached team, right? I'm not mad about the Ravens' loss. I'm disappointed, but the Ravens have a good coach. Sean Harbaugh is a great coach. He's been coaching for a long time. And Tyler Huntley, I mean, when you lose to a practice squad quarterback like that, it hurts. Because knowing that we could be 5-2, especially with the Vikings game that we lost, we could be 5-2 very easily. We should be 5-2, but you know, it's hard as a Bears fan because you know you think that you're better than the team, and we come out and we don't take advantage, right? And the Bears, game after game, have gotten to the end zone and they came away with 3 points. If you want to win the game, if you want to be an elite team, you have to come away with touchdowns there. The Bears have done it twice. They settled for 2 field goals. And if you want to be an elite team, you have to score the ball in the end zone. That's the thing I don't get is like, the Chiefs were like that last year too, where they would drive all the way down to the end zone and they didn't want to know how to score, right? I tell people this all the time, just run the ball in the end zone, right? Or just have the quarterback do a quarterback draw and run it in the end zone, right? And I like Ben Johnson, great head coach, but some of his play calling sometimes questions me. And when you get down to the end zone, Ben Johnson, please just have Caleb run it in. Please just have, because look what you did against the Commanders. Did you see that draw that Caleb had where he ran it in the end zone? Mm-hmm. Do that against the Ravens, man. Like, it's just frustrating to see that. We were torching. I mean, the first few drives that we had, we were torching the Ravens defense. Every single quarterback that's gone up against the Ravens defense has had a breakout game and just torched our defense. And then the Bears come in and they just don't do it. I don't get what it is. I think Ben Johnson's the guy. I'm not saying he's the problem. I just think it's the players, right? We got to have better players to execute, and we got to have better players to put the ball in the end zone. Yes, I question some of the play calling sometimes down at the end zone, but I mean, you got to put the ball in the end zone. And if we were to put the ball in the end zone and score, we'd be such a better team. Our defense is good. We were out some corners yesterday. But you still shouldn't lose to the Ravens. I mean, don't get me wrong. John Harbaugh, great coach. But, I mean, you didn't execute, right? And when you don't execute, you're not going to win games like that. And we got the Bengals next, and I'm worried. I'm worried about the Bengals, especially because they have a great receiving core. Jamar Chase is the best receiver in the league. T. Higgins is top 10 receiver in the league, top 15. And if we don't have our corners back, that could be another loss, just like that. And so if you're a Bears fan like I am, it's hard because, you know, right, we beat the Commanders, and people could say that that's luck. And, I mean, they fumbled that game away. And so, yeah, it's difficult. But, you know, as a Bears fan, I'm hanging in there. We got a lot of games to go, right? And, you know, last year at this time, we were 4-2, and good bad things happen, right? And I think, you know, Ben Johnson, you know, when we're down like that, we need to not think that the game is over. We need to have a fire inside of us. I need Ben Johnson to be yelling at the players saying, all right, we're still in this game. We're still in this game. We can do this. And I haven't seen that from him yet. I'm not saying Ben Johnson shouldn't be the coach of this team. I'm just saying I need to see a little bit more fire inside of him. I need to see him hype up those players and tell them, hey, guys, we can still win this game. This game isn't over, you know. And so, you know, it's frustrating. It should be as Bears fans. You know, it hurts. You know, we lost to the Ravens, and they didn't have Lamar Jackson. If they had Lamar Jackson, we probably would have lost that game by 50 points. I'm just speaking reality here. I think we would have lost by that much. And, you know, it's difficult, you know, week in and week out, not knowing if you're going to win or not. But, and the Bears against the Saints, man, I didn't get to watch it, but I saw, man, defense with 4 takeaways. How about the defense for the Bears, man? Taking the ball away from Spencer Rattler, who is, coincidentally enough, Caleb Williams took over his place for him in college at Oklahoma, and the rest is history from there. And you know, just to see the Bears get that win, you know, at home, you know, the Saints, they're not a bad team. You know, they were, even though the record, you know, says that they're 1-7, they played some very tough teams. And, you know, for the Bears to grind out that win, to get that victory, it just shows you what type of team the Bears team is. And, man, do you see Ben Johnson after the game, you know, with his speeches? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I love this dude so much. Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Man, I love the culture. You know, you can tell the culture is changing here in Chicago, right? You can tell that Ben Johnson has bought into these players. He wants to win. And, you know, it's so much better than Matt Eberflus, man. And it's just so much better. I love watching Ben Johnson. Every single win, I just wait to see Ben Johnson say good, better, best, because I love Ben Johnson so much. He's a great head coach. And I question some of his play calling sometimes, but it's so much better than Matt Eberflus. And I'm really, really excited for what this Bears team can do this year. And it's a long season, right? 4-2. We got a long way to go. Is Caleb a bust? No, I don't think he is. I just think that some games he plays well, some games he doesn't, and it's gonna take him a little bit to, you know, if he wants to be the Bears' first ever 4,000-yard passer, which is really hard to believe, that we've never had a 4,000-yard passer in our history, which is just unreal. But if he wants to take that next step, he's gonna need to play well. He's gonna need to make those simple throws. He's gonna need to, you know, execute. He's going to need to make those simple throws. He's going to need to, you know, find guys down the field that are open. And I think the Bears can beat the Bengals. I really do. If we can guard Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, I think we can come out there with that victory. And speaking of football, Chiefs, man, what a win against the Raiders, man. Torching them. They decimated the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders. Decimated them, wasn't even close. Rashee Rice came back. The offense looks like it used to. Chiefs are back. And they play tonight against the Commanders, 7:15, Monday Night Football. And Jaden Daniels is not playing. So I hope that the Chiefs take advantage of that and win by at least 2 touchdowns, maybe even more. And it's at home, too. So, I mean, man, Mahomes just looks so comfortable. Like, you can just tell, man, that it's so much different from this year to last year. And, man, if Mahomes keeps playing like he is, he's going to win MVP again. And, you know, I think, you know, the thing about the Chiefs division this year is Broncos are getting better. Chargers are getting better. The Raiders, they're getting better too, even though the Chiefs pull them out. They have a good coach. You know, Pete Carroll is a proven winner at the NFL level. And, you know, so if you're the Chiefs, the schedule doesn't get easier from here. You know, take care of business tonight against the Commanders. You have the Bills next. You know, we know the Bills and the Chiefs battle it out every single time they play. You're always going to get a good game from them. And so, yeah, you just know for the Chiefs, is, you know, that you're going to get a good game from everybody. And Mahomes just looks so good. He looks so comfortable. He's finding throws. You know what's crazy about Mahomes? He's taking shots down the field. Last year, we didn't really see that. And Mahomes is back to being his MVP shape, and I'm so excited for this team. If they can keep doing this whole entire season, I think they can win the Super Bowl. And you know what's crazy? They might not even win a division, and they can win the Super Bowl, which is crazy. And Chiefs are being the Chiefs man. I will be watching the game tonight against the Commanders. Go Chiefs. Let's hope that they can win by 3 touchdowns or more. And
Have you seen the playoffs?
For
like their ranking for the NFL?
No, who they got number one?
The Colts in the AFC are number one.
Okay, number the Chiefs play the Colts AFC this year. That could be a trap game for them.
Daniel Jones.
Indiana Jones, baby. I mean, yeah. What's top 10? Give me top 10 here.
For the AFC?
No. Like in the NFL, like overall.
The Colts.
Okay.
The Patriots.
Do they have Patriots like that?
The Packers.
Over the Bills? Oh, man.
They beat the Bills.
They did? Mm-hmm. That means the Chiefs should be able to beat the Bills, too.
And the Packers.
Boo.
The Eagles. The Buccaneers. The Seahawks. The Lions. The Steelers. The Bills. The Chargers.
They don't have the Chiefs in there? Mm-mm. Top 10?
And
the Chiefs
Rams.
Already beat the Lions. Okay, so go through the top 10 again. I'll tell you the teams the Chiefs beat. I know they beat the Lions.
The Colts, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Packers, the Eagles, the Buccaneers, the Seahawks, the Lions, the Rams.
Chiefs have beaten one of those teams. And I think the Chiefs are going to beat the Colts. I think that, the Chiefs should be undefeated. Let's state the reality here. Chiefs should be undefeated. Right? I mean, do you agree with that? Do you think the Chiefs should be undefeated? I mean, they should have beat the Eagles. I mean, if the Giants can beat the Eagles, I think the Chiefs can beat them too. And they should have. Who was their second loss to? Oh, yeah, the Chargers.
And the Jaguars.
They should be undefeated. Here's the reality. They should be. The way that Mahomes is playing this season, they should be undefeated. It's just, I think the problem is their defense, right? You know, Spags isn't blitzing enough, right? And I think, you know, last year we saw the defense is doing good, but the offense is struggling. And the Chiefs have here's the crazy thing is like the Chiefs have a better offense this year than they did last year, but yet this year they had 3 losses the whole entire season, and they have 3 losses 8 weeks into the season. They have a better offense this year than they did last year, and this year they're struggling, but yet last year they had an okay offense that didn't take many shots on the field, and they went to the Super Bowl and they had 16 wins. That's the stuff that I don't really get that much. And I think the Chiefs will be just fine. You know, the Broncos are going to be hard. The Colts are going to be hard, right? The AFC isn't theirs anymore, right? And it's going to be, you know, you're going to have to prove that you can beat elite teams, right? And the reality, you should be undefeated. I'm not shying away from that. They should have beat the Eagles. They should have beat the Chargers. It's disappointing. But, you know, I think if the Chiefs can get back on track, win tonight against the Commanders, take care of business at home, I think they'll be right there with the other teams. And World Series, man. Did you see any of the games?
I saw the first one.
Who won? Didn't the Blue Jays win that?
The Blue Jays won.
Tied 1-1 right
they
now.
They beat them like 11-4.
Man, Blue Jays, weren't they the best team in the AL all season? I mean, they proved why. I haven't watched any. Ever since like 2022, I think, I haven't watched any of the World Series. Like, I follow along with it. You know, I want the Dodgers to win, obviously, because they're in the NL. I want them to, you know, do well. Because, you know, they're the Dodgers, right? I have no hate on the Dodgers. I don't hate them at all. I don't mind them. And you know, let's hope that the Dodgers can win. You know, when you sign every single free agent, there's no reason why. Didn't the Dodgers finish, like, second in a division or something? Didn't they finish, like, second in a division, the
Who?
Dodgers?
Oh, no, they finished, like, in their division?
Yeah.
Yeah, they finished.
How?
No, they finished first.
Okay, I was going to say, you signed all those free agents, and you...
Yeah.
There's no reason why you should...
Have, like, a freaking $5 billion cap.
Bro, there needs to be a salary cap in MLB, bro. Just like NFL, there needs to be a salary cap. Because then you have teams like the Dodgers, for example, and the Yankees that just sign every single free agent that they want to, and nobody can stop them. But Dodgers, go Dodgers! I want them to win. And who pitched the first few games? You remember who?
For the Dodgers?
Yeah, I think it was Blake Snell.
It was Blake Snell. The second game it was Yamamoto.
Yamamoto, yeah, I think did he get signed last year? I don't know if he's.
He got signed with Shohei last year.
Because I'm trying to think if this is his rookie year or if this is his second year.
I think it's his second. He pitched a full game.
What's that?
Like, he pitched all 9 innings.
Oh, yeah.
He went all the way.
I mean, that's. Do you think that's good? I mean, they got to save him. Yeah. They got to save him though for other games that they might need to win. I think Kershaw will pitch game 3, obviously. And, you know, if you can, here's the thing. Kershaw's retiring after this year. If you can cap it off by getting him a second ring, or a third ring, that'd be huge. And, Dodgers versus Blue Jays. Series is tied 1-1. And isn't the next, I'm pretty sure the next game is tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it in LA or is it?
It's LA now. It's two games in LA.
Two games. Okay. I thought they have 3 games, don't they? They usually do 4 in Toronto, and then they do 3 in.
Yeah. So it's.
Did they change
the format? It's 2-2, then 1-1-1.
So 2 in LA.
It started in Toronto. So okay. 2 Toronto, 2 LA, 1 Toronto, 1 LA, 1 Toronto.
Okay. Okay. Isn't that what NBA does too?
Yeah.
Like, speaking of NBA, did you see the what they're gonna do for the finals logo? They're gonna put the Larry O'Brien Trophy in the middle. Did you see that? Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Do you like that? Or
I mean, I like bringing the trophy back because the floor hasn't seemed like the past few finals haven't seemed the same.
I think I saw some. I think it was Shams Charan or tweeted Shams. That. I think it was the last time that they had that was 2009, and it was the Lakers versus the Celtics. And I mean, I like it. You know, it really makes it. You know, stick out to fans, and I don't mind it at all. I mean, I didn't watch this year's finals. I think the NBA is boring. Your Lakers, man.
Shout out Luka.
He's gonna be out a couple weeks. And when does LeBron get back?
They said a couple weeks.
They said
like mid-November.
Mid-November. Ooh, that's coming up here soon.
But like AR just dropped 50.
Austin Reeves, underrated. He's a walking bucket. Who else did they got? Didn't they sign I thought the Lakers are like the Dodgers. Rui. They signed like every single washed up free agent for some reason.
DeAndre Ayton.
People thought he was the next like Shaq low key, bro. Like people like when they drafted him, people thought they were the next like who else did they got?
Marcus Smart.
Who? No, Smart. I'm just kidding. Nah, he's good. He's a good role player for sure. Who else? Try to think of like who other players that
you wouldn't know anyone really.
No, I would.
They got Jackson Hayes.
I know
they
him.
Still got Dalton Connect from Tennessee.
They did.
Jake LaRavia, you know him?
Yep.
And that's about it. That's the roster.
Yep. Let's see. So how about Iowa, man? Man, dominate against those Gophers, man. Speaking of that, we need to go back to the Penn State game actually. Did you see the score of the Penn State game? We won by 1 point.
Yep.
Iowa did. Mm-hmm. Man, but I went to win, but like, how do you only beat Penn State by 1 point? A team that lost their head coach, that has their backup quarterback in, and like their whole entire team is like just like banged up for some reason. And you only beat Penn State by 1 point? Like, bro, like, I'm happy with the win and all, but like, let's face the reality here. Like, Penn State is a work in progress. Like, they're nowhere near close to a good team, and Iowa took care of business. I was at the game. It was very, very loud, and as it should be. You know, Penn State's beat us for so many years, and you know, for us to finally get that win, because the last time we played Penn State at home was 2021, and we ended up winning that game, and we won this game too in 2025. So it's good to get that win against Penn State, who, you know, for so many years, like I just said, it's just been dominating us. And who do you think will be the next Penn State head coach? I saw a lot of people that think Matt Campbell, Matt Rhule.
I don't think Matt Campbell would.
I think Matt Rhule. I want Matt Rhule to be the new coach. Because, I mean, Matt he played Rhule. There, right? You could have somebody like Billy Napier go to Penn State, but Penn State's going to want somebody that's better than him. And speaking of Billy Napier, he got fired, man? From Ooh. Florida? The Florida coach got fired?
He did.
Hey, he should have got fired. I mean, it's Florida, man. They expect a perfection pretty much. And, you know, before he didn't get the job done. He was there for 4 years, did not get the job done. And as a Florida fan, I think you should be happy because a lot of Florida fans don't want him to be the coach. And speaking of football, LSU, their coach just got fired, I think a couple hours ago, actually. Did you see that? Brian Kelly got fired.
And they still got to pay him like $50 million.
That's crazy, man. Can you imagine just being a coach sitting at home watching your team and you get paid money? Like that's just crazy to me. Like it's just... So what do you think about Brian Kelly getting fired? Do you like it?
I don't like Brian Kelly, so I think...
You don't like him? Why don't you like him?
Like, he's just not a good coach to me. I don't like...
What do you mean? Like, give me some reasons. Like,
he's not like a... Like, just in general. Like, he's not a good person overall.
You don't, Yeah. Did you see the interview where he's like smacking his hand down on the table against USC? But yeah, I mean, I don't think he should have ever left Notre Dame. I mean, I think he should have stayed in Notre Dame. He was winning there. And man, what if Coach O could come back to OSU? That'd be crazy. Coach O, man, I've seen people that want. I saw this morning, like, people said they want, like, Coach O, they want Joe Brady, they want those two, I think, are the lead candidates. I mean, Coach O said that he wants to get back into coaching, and why not come back to LSU? And but you got to realize, though, if you give Brian Kelly Coach O's 2019 team, I think he wins a natty too. I mean, I don't think. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think anyone was beating
him. No, heck no. I mean, but, like, that's the thing is, like, he just didn't have the players. I mean, he had Garrett Nussmeier and, like, a couple other good players, but, like, they just couldn't get the job done. And I wouldn't say it's necessarily all on Brian Kelly. I think it was all on some of the players not executing. I think some of it had to go on Garrett Nussmeier. But, like, I mean, it is what it is, right? I mean, they're going to find somebody, and they're going to want to win now. I mean, especially at a job like LSU where, you know, the last time you won a championship was – I mean, geez, almost 6 years ago. That's crazy to believe. And so, yeah, hopefully LSU gets that coaching hire right. And speaking of going back to Iowa here, just dominant against Minnesota, 41-3. Wasn't even close. It was over at halftime. And, you know, Caden Wiegen, man, what a player he is. Just what a great player Caden Wiegen is. I think he's best Iowa's punt returner since Cooper DeJean. I mean, just returning punts here and there. I think he's in line. I think he's going to win Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Year again. And, man, he's just such a good returner, man. I mean, Mark Gronowski, too, man. You know what's crazy? So on Saturday, he threw his first touchdown pass since Rutgers, I'm pretty sure. That was like almost 5 games ago, which is crazy. And we're doing what we have to do. You know, Iowa's moving in the right direction right now, and we're taking a step forward. And we got Oregon next, number 5 ranked Oregon, coming to town to Iowa City. Man, I think I think Iowa's going to upset Oregon. I really do. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I hope they do. I mean, I don't know.
It's going to be a big game. They got an off week this week, which is what they need. They need to. You know, they need to have an off week. They need to have an off week to get their players back, get healthy, rest up, watch Oregon film, and get ready for Oregon because, you know, Oregon's going to want to come in and they're going to want to, you know, beat Iowa, and as they should, right? You know, going into a game, you want to beat your opponent. And I think it's going to be a good game. It's a good week for Iowa. You know, just dominated Oregon, like 41-3. Was not even close. And yeah, going back to the Bears here real quick. I don't know why. Why is Cairo Santos back as their starting kicker, man? I don't understand why.
I like Jake Moody.
Yeah, I do too. Like, I think Jake Moody would have made that kick. Like, I don't know why. That's the other thing about Ben Johnson I don't like is, like, Jake Moody won you a couple games. He was accurate. He only missed one kick in his time back because he was there for 3 games. He was there for the Commanders. I think he was there for 2, actually, and he didn't miss one kick at all. And Cairo, if you can't kick a 58-yard field goal in the NFL, you should not be a starting NFL. You should not be in the NFL. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the reality of it. You should not be a kicker in the NFL if you can't kick a 58-yard field goal. I mean, with Cairo's leg, he just doesn't have the strongest leg. He just doesn't. And, you know, I think Jake Moody would have made that kick. You know, I think it's good that Jake Moody's on our team, right? Because it's a fresh new start. You know, just stuff that we needed, right? We needed a kicker that can come in here with the big leg and you know, make field goals. And Jake Moody's done that. He's executed on his field goals. And so I don't know why Ben Johnson just, you know, wanted to go back to Cairo for some reason. Because don't get me wrong, I like Cairo. He's been a great partner in his organization. He's made some game-winning kicks. And he's hung in there through all the head coaches we've had. He's been there through Nagy and Eberflus and now Ben Johnson. And, like, you know, I think Jake Moody, this is what you wanted, right? You wanted a guy that, a fresh new start, you know, a guy that was not good under the Niners, comes here and, you know, really revives his career. You know, nobody actually believed in him, you know, to be honest with you. And, you know, for him to come back here and make some great kicks and win us a couple games, it's just kind of confusing, you know, why you want to go back to Jake Moody. Because I love Cairo, don't get me wrong, but he just doesn't have the leg to be, he's not an NFL starting kicker. And I don't know why the Bears went back to Kyle for some reason, and it's disappointing. Jake Moody should be the superstar kicker from here on out, and if he gets hurt, then you bring in Cairo. You know, if Jake Moody has an injury, then you bring in, then you have Cairo. But yeah, like if there's a 50-yard field goal in the game on the line, I don't trust Cairo at all. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I don't think either Bears fans would either. But I think that's one thing Ben Johnson needs to do better at is, you know, realize that Jake Moody has been making points and getting points for the team and making field goals. And, you know, if he's making field goals, you just play him, plain and simple, you know. And I think that's what's going to help the Bears win a lot of games. And so, yeah, man, what are your thoughts on the NBA season so far? What are your early impressions?
I'm enjoying it so far. I think Wemby's really showing out.
I've been telling you he's the next version of Kareem. Like,
I think he might win MVP and Defensive Player of the Year.
This early in the season?
I think he might.
You think he might?
If he keeps it up.
Yeah,
or Luka. I like Luka.
Bro, Luka, it's now or never for Luka, right? If he can't win one this year, when is he ever going to win one, right? And it's really now or never for Luka. I mean, he needs to win it now. And I cheer for the Bulls, but I don't want to watch NBA. But in the playoffs, I cheer for the Warriors just because, you know, I love Curry. I love their team. And, you know, I hope that the Warriors have a good season. I really do. I hope that
Curry's doing good.
I know he is. He's 37 years old, still making buckets. And they released his brother, man. They released Seth, man. Come on, Warriors. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Steph's a way better player than his brother, but it'd be nice to see, you know, then I'll just say Curry to Curry for three, you know, like it'd be nice to hear that. Right. And, you know, how about BYU, man? BYU going on the road, coming back against Iowa State. You know, what are your thoughts on that game?
State's overrated.
Oh yeah, they are. They're. I mean,
I like Rocco Bet, but like
he threw three picks in that game, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, bro, and BYU showed why they're ranked, right? And I did not think BYU was going to win. And I was actually at the Iowa game, so I was checking the score on my phone, and I saw BYU was losing. I was like, come on, BYU, come on, come on. Like, all you got to do is win, right? And BYU showed why they're ranked 8 in the country. They showed why they're undefeated. And it was a great win. And I think they're one of the only teams in college football that's undefeated this season. I think I saw somewhere like them, and I think Texas A&M is actually undefeated too, man. How about Texas A&M? How about those Aggies?
You know who else is undefeated?
Who?
Indiana.
Yeah,
man. Indiana's a sleeper team.
Bro, did you see that what their coach did? Like when they were up 66-0, their coach was just like super mad at them and stuff. Mm-hmm. Bro was locked in all the time, man. Like grind don't stop. Like, but like here's the thing. I almost beat Indiana. Right until the very end. Like if Stevens doesn't miss that kick, I think Iowa wins that game. I really do. I think Iowa wins that game, and I think that they upset Indiana, and Indiana has one loss. And it's unfortunate. I like Indiana. I don't get me wrong. I don't hate Indiana. And I hope that Indiana plays Ohio State this year in the regular season because that's going to be a very, very, very big game for them. Number one versus number two. You know, Ohio State's going to want to come in. They're going to want to beat Indiana, you know, if they play them. And who do you have winning the national championship this year? Who do you got?
I would say Ohio State back-to-back, but I don't believe in them for real.
Bro, they have to beat Michigan this year, bro. If you cannot beat Michigan as the number one ranked team, then I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I just don't know what to tell you. And here, speaking of that, I've been telling people this. The Northwest versus Waukee loss was like an Ohio State Michigan. It was like Ohio State last year, right? They did good in the regular season. They ended up losing to Michigan, who, coincidentally enough, was unranked and wasn't ranked at all. And Ohio State's kicker missed three kicks. What happened to Ohio State? They came back and they won the national championship. I think Northwest football can have the same effect like that, where they lose to an unranked team. Especially it being their rival Waukee at home, and Ohio State lost to Michigan last year at home, Northwest can come back, have like an Ohio State year and come back and win the national championship. I think that could be like Northwest this year. And you have Ohio State winning it? You actually think?
I mean, I would say that, but I don't believe in them.
Why don't you believe in them? Why don't you?
I don't think they're good enough to go back to back.
I mean, they're not
they lost
a
lot of talent.
I mean, they're the number one ranked team in the country. Yeah, but like,
I honestly think Indiana's better than them.
You think so? Bro, look up Ohio State's schedule. See if they play Indiana this year.
They don't.
They don't?
I looked.
Oh, man. Man, you got to schedule that, man. I want to see good football. I want to see good. I bet. Here's my bet. Ohio State-Indiana Big Ten championship game. Indiana wins. Indiana wins Big Ten. Especially being in Indiana and the Colts Stadium. I mean, what a job Kurt Cinetti's done for Indiana, man. I mean, bringing all those players with him, bringing all those, you know, lower-level D1 players with him. And he's turned them into a powerhouse, man. Like, who would have thought Indiana would now be a football school, you know? Because, you know, back then, Indiana was a basketball school. Who would have thought that Indiana would be a football school now, right? And, man, they're coming back, man. You know how Purdue was bad? Purdue was bad in the, is bad now, and Indiana was bad in the 90s and Purdue was good. It's flip-flop now where Indiana is good and Purdue is bad, like really bad. And so, yeah, I think Indiana is, you know, right up there. I think that they can compete for a national championship. And if you're an Indiana fan, you should be very, very happy because, you know, Indiana, who do they have next on their schedule? Oh, no, they have Maryland because I saw a preview of on CBS. They play against Maryland, and that should be a win. For Indiana, that should be, I know it's away, but that should be an easy win for Indiana. And man, who would have thought Indiana football would be,
I think they might go undefeated the whole season. They got all the hard teams out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, plus they don't have to play Ohio State. Like, but I think them playing Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game is going to prove to them how good of a team they really are. Right. And I think, you know, that's going to prove how tough they are. Right. Because if you're a good team, to be able to prove that you're a good team, you beat good teams and you prove how good you are, right? And that's just what you know, good teams do. And they prove that they can beat good teams, that, you know, no matter what their record is, that you can compete. And if Indiana can compete with Ohio State, that's all that matters. And but even a one-loss team can get you in the college football playoff very easily. And as much as even a two-loss team could get you in the college football playoff, like, I don't like saying that, but that's the reality of it, is like a two-loss team could get you a team. Like, let's say Alabama has two losses. I don't know if they do, but that could get you. They could win the national championship. Like, Ohio State last year was a two-loss team, and they won the national championship. Like, it's just crazy to believe that, like, Indiana football is back. Like, I don't think they ever were. Like, they were never this good. Like, I remember in the 90s, like, I've just seen, like, people talk about how bad Indiana was. Like, they were so bad in the 90s. Like, they weren't competing. And, you know, they were the laughingstock of the Big Ten for so many years. And, you know, and fans just gave up on them. They didn't know what to think. And as an Indiana fan, you should be happy as your team. Enjoy it now because Kurt Cinetti is doing a very, very good job at the helm of Indiana. And I saw he just signed a 10-year extension, and he deserves every minute of it. You know, he's a great coach, and I don't mind Indiana at all. I really don't. And, man, who would have thought that they would have beaten Illinois by a lot of points, man? Did you see what happened to Illinois, too? They lost to Washington on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Illinois needs to get stuff figured out, bro. Like, I like Illinois' coach. I'm hoping he can become the next Iowa coach when Kirk retires because, you know, Bielma went to Iowa and stuff like that. And yeah, man, it's just crazy. You know, who would have ever thought that Indiana would be this good? And WNBA finals, man. Dude, I think we already covered this, but man, Aces dominant.
Sweep.
You called it, man. They would sweep. And Aja Wilson's just so good, man. I mean, she's just, like you said, I surely believe her and Caitlin Clark are becoming the NBA goats. Like, I'm dead. Like, I'm for real with this. Like, I think Aja Wilson is on her way to becoming like the NBA Michael Jordan. I'm dead serious with that. The way that she's playing right now, and you know, their team is just, last year, I think the team, what do you think the problem was with the Aces last year?
They just wanted to take an off season vacation.
Yeah, they're just like, hey guys, we're gonna go on a vacation. We're not gonna win many games, and next year we got stuff for you. And who do you got for Super Bowl this year for NFL? Who do you think will win it?
I'm so sticking with the Lions.
You think, you know what's crazy? The Lions might even win a division, and they might go to the Super Bowl. Do you think the Lions can actually get over the hump?
Yeah.
I don't hate the Lions. I really don't. As a Bears fan myself, I like what Dan Campbell's doing. I think he's a great coach. As long as they're not playing the Bears or the Chiefs, I will cheer for them. I really will. I think Goff's a great quarterback. I think Amara St. Brown's the best. I think he's top five receiver in the league. And I like LaPorta. I like their defense. And Ben Johnson came from there. So, you know, I have no hate on the Lions. I really don't. And it was disappointing to see the Packers win yesterday. I was hoping the Steelers were going to win. You know, what they should have done is had the Steelers play at Lambeau, right? Because yeah. Aaron Rodgers was the Packers quarterback for so long. And, you know, it was nice to see them play against the Packers. But at the same time, I wanted to see them, you know, play at Lambeau Field because, you know, Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback there for so many years and meant so much to that organization. And so, yeah, I was a little bit disappointed that it wasn't, you know, I was in Pittsburgh. I was disappointed that it wasn't in Lambeau. But who do you got for the AFC going into Super Bowl?
Lions and Bills.
You think the Bills are better than the Patriots?
Yeah.
You already believe that?
Yeah.
What about who? Okay. Do you think the Chiefs could go to the Super Bowl?
They could, but I don't want them to.
I don't think anybody wants them to. Mm-mm. I really don't. But like, but the way Mahomes is playing right now, I mean, who do you think? I think here's my thing. I think Mahomes will win MVP this year. I really do. I think Mahomes will win MVP. I think he's playing that, like he's an MVP quarterback again, and I think he's showing people why he's best QB in the NFL. And who? So let's do NFL predictions here. Who will win MVP in your opinion?
I want Baker to win, but everyone's falling out of the race. I thought it was going to be Josh Allen. He sucks now.
Baker Mayfield had one bad game against. You got to realize the Lions are a good team. So I mean. Baker still did play good. It's not like he played terrible. Like he still played good.
It's just like one bad game can just throw everything.
Like Mahomes had like a bad game every single year last year. Like, I mean, I don't know why people are saying, oh, like every quarterback has one bad game. Tom Brady had so many bad games. Like, and he won MVP. Like, people are gonna judge somebody off of one game. Like, bro, that there's 17 games in a season. You're gonna judge somebody off of one game. Like, come on, bro. That's ridiculous to me. But I'm not biased here. I firmly believe Mahomes will win MVP. I mean, the way he's playing right now, you know, finding guys. But did you see what he did? A no look pass to Rasheed Rice. Oh my God, man. He's just Mahomes does things no other quarterbacks like can do. Like he's just. He's the best QB in the NFL for a reason. The Chiefs made a right decision to draft him. And I think, I firmly believe the Chiefs will win one or two more Super Bowls before Mahomes retires. I really do believe that. And it's crazy. So who do you think will win Coach of the Year? I'm going to tell you mine. I think Mike Vrabel will win it.
Who's the Colts head coach?
Shane Steichen.
I think he will win.
Yeah, I think he can. I think he'll be up there. I think Ben Johnson, if the Bears keep winning, I think he'll be up there. I think, obviously, Mike Vrabel will be up there because what he done with the Patriots. Man, he made Drake May into an MVP contender. Can you believe that? Into a great quarterback. I think, I'm going to say this right now. I think Drake May is like, I don't think he's a poor man's version of Aaron Rodgers, but I think he's like an Aaron Rodgers type player. You know, he's going to be at the Patriots for a long time. He's going to win a couple Super Bowls and then, you know, he's going to go on to another team and he's going to win a couple MVPs. And I think. So what about Offensive Player of the Year? Who do you got for that?
Jonathan Taylor.
For the Colts?
Yeah.
What about Amara St. Brown?
Nah. I don't think he's up there.
You don't think he's up there? Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you just going to go all Colts here?
Nah. Like, I just think they're having a really good
MVP,
season.
So MVP, who's your pick?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I think it's either going to be Baker Mayfield or Mahomes. I really do. I'm not glazing on Mahomes here, but I think, remember speaking of those two, do you know that Baker Mayfield originally went to Texas Tech for 1 year? Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people know that. And Baker Mayfield played against Patrick Mahomes in arguably the greatest game in college football history. I think I saw some the other day where they combined for like 600 or they combined for like almost 1,000 yards passing. Like did you see this? Like did you see the game that like they dueled together? Mm-hmm. That was the best game of all time, man. Like Baker Mayfield was doing his thing, and you're talking about great quarterbacks, man. What a great. Imagine being a Browns fan right now thinking, we got rid of Baker Mayfield. Like, Oh, man. I've said this time and time again. The dumbest decision the Browns have ever made was getting rid of Baker Mayfield. I'm not a Browns fan, but you got to think reality here in terms of NFL perspective. Getting rid of Baker Mayfield was the dumbest decision you've ever made. He literally led you to the playoffs for the first time in forever, and then you just get rid of him. For what reason? For what reason? Like, I don't understand why they did that. Baker Mayfield, if he was still on the Browns, would he be playing this good? We'll never know, right? We'll never know. And I think it was a mistake to get rid of Baker Mayfield. I think the Browns made a dumb decision. And would Baker Mayfield have led them to playoff games? Well, don't know. I mean, that's their decision that they made. And I'm very frustrated. I'm not a Browns fan, but it frustrates me that the Browns could have had they had a great quarterback in Baker Mayfield. He led them to the playoffs in the very first year. And they just say, goodbye. Like, we don't need you anymore. And look how many quarterbacks they've gone through since then. And look how that's turned out for them. Like, it's frustrating, you know, because the Browns haven't had a good quarterback in probably since they don't even. I mean, when was the last time the Browns had a good quarterback? I mean,
before Baker Mayfield?
I don't even know. Brady Quinn, maybe? I don't know. But, like, it's just. It's so frustrating, man. Like I've said, like, you had such a good player in Baker Mayfield. Everybody thought he was going to be the next great thing, and he is still a great thing. I mean, he goes to the Panthers, he goes to the Rams, and then he goes to the Bucks, and he balls out. And he never should have left Cleveland, and it was a mistake to get rid of him. And if you're a Browns fan, you should be very, very disappointed that your team let go of, you know, your franchise, right? Baker Mayfield was the savior of the team, and, you know, to get rid of him like that is very, very disappointing. And it annoys me that the Browns got rid of him. And Dan Gabriel, yeah, he's good. Should he be starting? Yes. But they did the same thing with Joe Flacco too. He led them to a couple of wins. See ya, man. There you go to the Bengals. Bro's gonna be he's gonna cycle around. I saw some yesterday. I think some of the announcers on the Bears game, when I was watching it, they said this. They're like, I think Joe Flacco has been to every single team in the Browns division except for the Steelers, which is kind of crazy because he's been to the Ravens, he's been to the Bengals, he's been to the Browns, and he has not been to the Steelers, which is crazy. I think all of Joe Flacco's teams that he's been to have been in the AFC, I think. Because how many teams has he been on? I think he's been on I think he was on the. So he got drafted by the Ravens, then he went to the. Wasn't he on the Jets afterwards? I don't know if he was. I don't remember what team he was on.
The Ravens, the Broncos, the Jets, the Eagles.
No, he was
the
on
the Browns and the Colts.
He's on the Eagles. Oh yeah, and then the Browns signed him back on their team. And I mean, 40. How old is he? 41.
Something like that.
I think he's 41 years old. Joe Flacco still got it. And man, who would have thought, man, he would still have it. And yeah. Did you speaking of. Good performances. Did you see Kansas, Darren Peterson?
Mm-mm.
Bro, so Kansas played against Louisville in an expedition game, and Darren Peterson went off. 24 points in the first half for Darren Peterson. I mean, I saw highlights. He was making shots that I've never seen any Kansas freshman make before. Like, he was playing like MJ out there. He wasn't missing a lot of shots, and I get it's an expedition game. I get all that. Kansas looked like Kansas, man, and they looked at the old Kansas, and I think Kansas is coming back to being a number one team. I think Kansas is going to compete in the Big 12 this year with teams like Houston, and I'm so excited for Kansas this year. I think they're going to have a great team. And did you see Kansas got another commit for basketball? Ooh. Luke Barnett, 6'4" shooting guard from Mater Dei High School in Santa Ana, California. Man, I'm telling you, Jacque Vaughn, man. Jacque Vaughn has been helping a lot with these recruits. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Jacque Vaughn is the reason why they're getting these recruits. His knowledge, his NBA background, I think helps out a lot. I think, you know, these recruits, right? You know, because here's his approach, right? You come to college, you'll be a one and done, and we'll get you to the league, right? And I think with his connections to the league, you know, him coaching guys like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, with his connections, he can tell you, hey, this is how you go about in the NBA. This is things that you do. This is things that you don't do. And he can tell those guys, you know, what to do and what to expect. And I think it's a great hire. And I think Bill Self has gone back to, you know, going back to getting high school guys. I think that he's realized that the transfer portal, especially these past few years with, you know, Hunter Dickinson, hasn't been working. I don't think Dickinson was a great fit for Kansas. I don't think that he made everybody around him worse. And I think Belsoff has realized that, and he's gone back to getting these high school recruits, and it's turned out well for him. And I think once he retires here in a couple of years, I think Jock Bond is ready to be head coach, and with his connections, I think he's the reason why I'm not saying it's all on him, but I think he's one of the main reasons why Kansas is getting all these recruits. Because a lot of these guys are, you know, high school guys that are, you know, want to come in and play right away. And, you know, Belsoff can tell you, hey, you come here right away, we'll compete for the national championship, and you'll go to the NBA. And I like that. You know, you still have to go and get portal guys, right? But, you know, the past few years, Kansas has been getting, you know, top 10 transfer portal classes. I think he's gone away from that a little bit. I think, you know, you still have to go and get portal guys, obviously. You know, you can't win without the portal, but I'm not saying you can't use the portal, but I'm saying that you have to go out and you have to get high school guys, because you have to get a lot of high school guys. You got to get a mix of transfers, because that's what makes a good team, right? I remember the 2019-2020 Kansas team had a lot of freshmen on the team and a lot of transfers. I had a couple transfers. Isaiah Moss came in, actually from Iowa, was a transfer to Kansas. He came in, he knew his role, and he did it right. And I think when you get a couple transfers, not a lot, you get a couple, they know what their role is, and they fit it the right way. And they're just, I'm really excited for this year's Kansas team. I'm actually going to go to a couple games this year. Hopefully I can go to the Kansas-Iowa State game this year when they play in Hilton this year. And yeah, it's just I'm very, very excited for this year's Kansas basketball team. I think we're gonna be back to being elite. I think that Darren Peterson is the real deal. I think that he's gonna be National Player of the Year. I think that he is going to win Big 12 Player of the Year, and I think Kansas basketball is back. So So let's do some predictions real quick on college basketball. So who do you think will win National Player of the Year?
Cam Boozer.
You think Cam Boozer over Darren Peterson?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Just because I don't want to support Darren Peterson.
Why? Why don't you like him?
I don't know.
No, just give me reasons why.
You just been hyping him up.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, Darren Peterson is the best freshman in the class. I like AJ Abanza. I like the Boozer twins. But I think Darren Peterson is going to win National Player of the Year. I really do believe that. I think that he's, don't get me wrong. Like I just said, I love the Boozer twins. I think they're great players. But I think Darren Peterson will win National Player of the Year. What about Coach of the Year? Who do you think will win National Coach of the Year?
I don't even know the coaches.
Bill Self for Kansas. Ben McCollum could be up there.
Oh, I like him.
McCollum?
Yeah.
Yeah. As an Iowa fan, I think if Iowa goes far in the tournament, I think Ben McCollum, and I think if they, I'm not saying they have to win the Big Ten, but if they can make a deep run of March Madness, I think McCollum could be up there for sure. I think, you know what's crazy, actually? So the last three Drake coaches are now all coaches in the Big Ten. Ben McCollum at Iowa, Darren DeVries at Indiana, and Nico Medved from Minnesota. That's actually hard to believe. That is really, really hard to believe. And I'm actually going to a couple Iowa games this year. Are you going to go to the game where they play at against Bucknell at the Casey Center?
No.
You're not going to go to that? You got to go to it, man. I'm going to go to that for sure. And who do you think will be? All right, let's do a little bit of conferences. Who do you think will be Big 12 Player of the Year?
Big 12? Who's even
Darren?
Oh, Darren Peterson.
Yeah, you got to go, Darren, man. I mean, I'm not just hyping him up because he's on Kansas, but I just think he's just so good. What about Big 10 Player of the Year?
Ben Sturts.
Bennett Sturts.
Yeah.
I think he can win. I think him and the guy from Michigan, Yaxel Langenberg, I think those two, I think, are going to touch him in Big Ten Player of the Year. I think some guys from Indiana are very up there, too. What about SEC? I don't know any good SEC players, to be honest with you. Do you know any, good SEC players, for basketball? I don't really know anybody, to be honest with you. I know. Oh, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Nah, I don't know.
I know, Nate Ahmed for Tennessee, but I don't really, yeah.
I don't know if they have, a star player.
They don't have star players like the Big Ten or the Big 12 does, but, so let's do college football. Who do you think will win that championship? Give me your teams of who do you think will win. For example, Indiana over... He's thinking long. He's thinking. I like it.
Indiana over Alabama.
You think Alabama's going to go to the national championship?
Yeah.
I mean.
I like Ty Simpson.
You do? Okay, here's the thing. I'm not trying to hate on Alabama. I think that Kalen DeBoer's Alabama team is soft. I really do think that. I mean, you look at the past few years, they lost to Vanderbilt. You lost to Smart Kids. Like, come on, Alabama. Like, I mean, this isn't the Alabama football we're used to seeing. We're used to seeing Alabama football dominate and win national championships year after year after year. So why do you think Alabama? Why do you, you know, just gut feeling, or what do you?
I'm just liking Ty Simpson and Ryan Williams.
Okay, that's fair. What about Texas A&M? I mean, they're sleeping.
Nah.
I think
they're overrated.
Why do you think that?
They're just not. They're like not number three in the nation.
Who? What's top 10 right now?
Top 10?
Ohio State, Indiana,
Texas A&M, Alabama. Oh,
Alabama's
like mine?
Four? No. Like yeah. Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama's four. Georgia, Oregon, Ole Miss, Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt, and Miami.
Damn, Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt. Two teams that were bottom of the SEC for so many. Oh, no, Georgia Tech's in the ACC. Duh. I don't know why it was. But Vanderbilt, man, who would have thought Smart Kids would be so good at football? Like, jeez. But, yeah, man, I just. So my national championship, I'm going to go. People might get mad at me here. I think Ohio State over. Ohio State over. Could we get a bait the nest championship? Could we get Ohio State versus Indiana? Could that happen?
It's a possibility.
We could get that. That's crazy. I'm leaning toward Ohio State over Indiana, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I think it could be Ohio State versus. Screw it. I'm gonna go Ohio State versus Texas or Ohio State versus Indiana. I don't think it will happen, but I have a feeling that it might. And man, can you imagine a Big Ten championship game? That'd be man, just crazy. No, Miami too. Everybody thought that they're back, but they lost to Georgia Tech, and I know they lost to Virginia actually. Yeah, I mean a 10-2 team can still get you in the playoffs, which is just crazy to believe. But yeah, man, it's crazy. We're living in crazy times right now, man. We're almost in November already, man. Can you believe that? It's just so crazy, man. Football season's high school football regular season's already over. I remember the very first game of the season for Northwest. Like I said, I didn't think we'd be good at all. And yeah, we got to check in on Theo. How did Theo's teams do? We got to check in on Theo. We did not forget about you, Theo. Never forget about you, man. Never.
Clark. They just recently.
Come on, Theo. Come on, Theo.
They just recently won their last game.
Yes, let's
go. 3-6.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Yes, sir, Theo. Way to go, man. How did they finish 3-6?
Yeah.
How did the Roosevelt, the Des Moines, who's Roosevelt?
2-7.
Ooh, 2-7. That's not. But like I said though, like you, it's hard to win when you don't have any like talent, right? And it's just so difficult, man. Like, did they finish best out of all the Des Moines schools, or like what was?
Let me see. Des Moines. They got East Lincoln and. Let me look up the stats. Des Moines East finished last in 5A.
Who's in their like conference and stuff like that? Who's in there? Are you on varsity bound or what is?
Nah. I'm just on like Iowa High School.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
and Roosevelt finished after Des Moines Lincoln.
What was Lincoln's record?
They finished 3-6, I think.
Wait. So Lincoln beat Roosevelt?
No, Roosevelt beat Lincoln at the start.
Is that their only Des Moines school that they beat?
Yeah. No, they beat East, too.
Did they not play North, or?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Why did they not
play North? I think North's in 4A.
Wait. Des Moines East is in... No, Des Moines East is in 5... Okay. Des Moines East is
yeah,
in
all 5A. Yeah, all of the other Des Moines schools are in 5A, and then Des Moines North's in 4A.
Why? I don't know. This is weird. It's really weird. I don't know why that is. Whoever does the rankings, you guys need to... you got to put Des Moines North in fourth or 4A. Like, why are all these other Des Moines schools in 5A, but Des Moines North is just left there? Like, I don't understand, but yeah, man, it's crazy. So yeah, for sure. Yeah, anything else to talk about? I am my plate. So
hold on. You know. Is that all you got?
Yep, all we got today.
Website campuschroniclenews.com.
Yep.
TikTok, X, and Instagram at DMAC Chronicle. And join us in Building 5, Room 1136.
We got some great stuff going, man. You guys need to, if you want to just join the podcast, hit us up, man. We got some good things going, and just come in here and listen to us, just talk. And so, yeah, it's been good. Good to talk to you guys today and give me my knowledge. So, yeah. See you guys next time.
See you guys in the next episode. Man.